Okay, so the topic is Hadlakas Neir Skana Kabashas Sakana. The Gemara tells us, Shabbos, Chaf Aleph on Beis, that ideally you should light the Neir Skana on the Pesach HaBais. Then Rabbanan, Neir Chanukah, Mitzvah Zadlicha, Pesach, Beis HaMemachutz. Miadar Ba'aliyah, if you live in the second floor, Minicha Ba'chalon HaSmuch HaLush HaZerabi, you put it by the window. V'shas HaSakana, Minicha Al Shulchan HaBadayah. So V'shas HaSakana, you don't have to light outside. You can light on your table, vidayim, and that's enough. So here's lachkar. What is the nature of this halacha of hadlaka v'shas asakana? You could say it's the same mitzvah. It's just like Chazal said, instead of putting the chanukiah outside, put it inside. It's essentially the same mitzvah. Or is it possible that it's a totally different arutz? It's a different the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah you can't fulfill. Shas asakana. So Chazal instituted a different mitzvah of hadlaka b'shas sakana al shulchan. You do say a bracha on it, so it seems like there's a mitzvah. It's not, I mean, there is a concept of shlot hishtakach. What it says in Sefer Sukkah, the Flamin Aleph, that if you don't have a lulav, then take the yavish lulav. So the question is, why is that? So the Rambam says, well, the yavish lulav is kosher. The Rambam says, no, it's shlot hishtakach. You don't say a bracha. So it doesn't seem like the hadlaka inside is just shlo tishtakach toras ner chanukah. It seems like it's a kiyum mitzvah. The question I'm asking, is it a kiyum mitzvah, the regular kiyum mitzvah, or is it a new mitzvah? Chazal said the mitzvah of ner chanukah you can't fulfill. But we'll masakin a new takana of hadlaka v'shas sakana. Again, like I said, the third option would be that it's not even a kiyum mitzvah, but it's some type of shlo tishtakach. That I don't think is likely. Although, you know, I'm wondering, is it possible maybe the Shol Tishtakach is like a mitzvah in its own right? There's like a route of Shol Tishtakach. In the right, you shouldn't say bracha. Maybe someone would argue, maybe we'd say Shol Tishtakach, Chazal made a mitzvah of Shol Tishtakach. So you take out dry lulav and you say a bracha, not like the Ravid. All Shol Tishtakach. The bracha is, you know, midin Shol Tishtakach. Well, it's a little complicated. It could be that you know, we're concerned that you might learn mistakenly makshira lulav yavish. So it's really Shol Tishtakach. It makes sense. You shouldn't say a bracha. Anyway, I think the first two tzadim are certainly viable options. The third side is more problematic. First side is it's a regular mitzvah just inside. The second side, it's a separate mitzvah, b'shas asakana. So I want to explore some nafkaminas to this question. The first is, let's say the sakana is over. Sometimes the sakana eventually has to be over. So the sakana is over. In the middle, you know, 10 minutes after you lit inside on your table, there's a siren, the sakana is over. So the question becomes, should you now go and light outside, or say, no, you lit. So here, in the Haaretz of Eliashiv, in two different places, there's a steer about this issue. Now, on the daf, on Chaf Aleph on the Beis, in Shabbos, he writes, V'shas ha-sakana, v'nichil ha-shulchan v'dayo, v'ayinu v'chai kavna dayo v'nerachad, v'ein din mehadri. Okay, that's a different issue, that you don't have to light more than one. Kevin de'eino mekayim hadlaka zu ikar mitzvahs hadlaka, ela shu adif iklum. Focuses on the next line. So Rav Yashiv says that if after 10 minutes after you lit on your table, you hear a siren, the sakana is over, go outside and light. Because it wasn't a hadlaka gemura. Presumably you even say a bracha outside. But even if you don't say say bracha outside, his lashon daya, the Gemara's lashon daya means that it's like you don't say like a very b'tiavad took away. But in Gittin, Afid Zayin, in the Haaretz, Rav Yashiv says the exact opposite. Yesh la'ayin a lashon daya, source number 3. Ma yesh lo la'asos yoser shusach lamayit. V'yidnir lomar dashmina b'zeh she'chalfa sakana tochas ma'an sh'adayin lo kalsa regal b'shok. So here in Gittin, Nafid Zayin was actually saying Daya means that you were Yotze. So I think these two opinions are telling us Chakir. If you say that the Hadlaka that you did on your table is a Kiyo Mitzvah, the regular Mitzvah of Neir Chanukah, so if the Sakana is over, it's very nice, it's over, you don't have to relight it outside. Whereas if you say, no, this is a different track, so you did the Hadlaka B'Shas Sakana, now, 10 minutes later, the Sakana is over, so now light outside, maybe even with a bracha. And I saw there's a Sefer Kovetz Shitas Kamayev, older, less as popular Rishonim and Gaonim. So I saw there in Shabbos in the Kabbalah, he quotes from Yudai Gaon as a lashon like this: Minichal Shulchano v'chein hadar. I didn't put on the sheet because I didn't. I only saw it after. Minichal Shulchano v'chein hadar lo. What does it mean? Minichal Shulchano v'chein hadar lo. So that's the pshat. You put it on your table, and he's saying instead of the lashon says daya, which could be interpreted as you're really not yotze, like the lashon says by us. No, v'chein hadar lo. It's beautiful. You're yotze. It's the same mitzvah. It's just in a different place. So this could be an afkamina again. Avraham Zakana, you have to light again. If you say that it's the same mitzvah, so you already did it. If you said it's a different track, so if the zakana is over, b'toch zman, you should have to light again v'makom. Okay. Second afkamina, we light inside. Where should you light inside? Lashon of the Gemara is minichal shulchano v'daya. Now, in those days, they didn't have, electricity. So the light wasn't from the ceiling, though. Light was on the table. People lit candles on the table, just like on Shabbos. So it sounds like you can light it even on the table, even though that's where you're putting your regular lamp for light. So if you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam writes, verse number 4, even if you put it on your shulchan, i.e., there's no heker, you didn't put it on a special table. Put it on your regular table, even that's okay. The assumption is that the sakana was that you can't even have a separate table when they come inside. You have to make it look like you're hiding the mitzvah totally. And that's what some achronim are dayak in the Rambam. Huh?
Situation.
The key of mitzvah. The key of mitzvah is that. You're right. 100%. 100%. So, as there's some achronim da'ik in the Rambam that the Rambam holds that the chatchila you should put it on a separate table. It's just afilu hinichal shulchano da'ik. And then I saw on the same Kovetz Shitas Kamai, the quote from the Siddur of Saadia Gaon. Again, it's not on the sheet. I just saw it. But the Siddur of Saadia Gaon has a lashon like this. Yef shalom, you can't put it outside. Yamod shulchan b'miyuchad v'yinecharu alav, meaning you have a special shulchan and there are chassidim. There's light today inside by the sometimes light by their door on the inside. They have a special stand for the menorah. So I think I might be telling you on this chakira. If you say that it's the same mitzvah as outside, you just do it inside. So then ideally you want to have something heker. It shouldn't look like a regular lamp. Whereas if you say no, this is a new takana. There's a takana of halachas neres chanukah. When you can't do Nechalach Zeres Chanukah, Chazal Misaki in a special track called Minichal Shulchan Avadayim. So if that's the case, maybe there's no need for a hacker, because this is like a different geder. This is a different geder. This is for yourself. It's not something for somebody's for others at all. And therefore, you can put it on the table with your lamp, or instead of your lamp, and then again, a question of Hana, but you can have two lamps, whatever. It'll look like a regular lamp. It won't have a special table, because it really is a different track. Not mukach, but I think it makes sense. Another nafkamina. The lashon of the Gemara was v'shas sakana v'nichal shulchan. What's sakana? What type of sakana is this? So there's actually a shayla in the girsa. Is it v'shas hashmar or is v'shas sakana? It might not make much of a difference. It could be sakana is shas hashmar. But if you assume it's either like Girsa or learn that it means Shas HaShmad, the question they're trying to wonder is why do you try to hide the mitzvah? We have a principle, in Sanhedrin, that if Shas HaShmad, afilo akta de masanai, you're not supposed to give up your life on Shas HaShmad, even on small things. So if that's the case, how you tie your shoelaces. So if that's the case, why do you light inside, light outside? If they kill you, they kill you. Shas Hashmat. That's the question that we've shown him. So the Ritva writes that principle of giving up your life is only to violate an Isser. It could be a small Isser, but it's an Isser. So a Vatal an Essay, you have no chiyuv to give up your life to Vatal an Essay. This is the Ritva, verse number 5. The imkain pshitid al mitzvahs esi lo yaharik. It eats the gemara mechilti nabi tefillin. The gemara mentes in Shabbos that Elisha bal Kanafayim, he was wearing tefillin, and some general saw him. It was usher to wear tefillin based on the Roman laws at the time. So he ran away and he took off his tefillin, put it in his hand, and the general caught up with him. He said, "What do you have in your hand?" He said, "Oh, I have some feathers." And he opened up his hand and there were feathers. The tefillin turned into feathers. They called him Elisha bal Kanafayim. So the Rishonim wonder, why did he hide his tefillin? He should have just, you know, be Moser Nefesh. They said, no, it's a Machlan essay. You don't have to be Moser Nefesh. That's what some Rishonim hold. So likewise, the Ritva says over here that to Mevatlan Erchanaka, you're allowed to Mevatlan Erchanaka. That's why they don't make you light outside, but they let you light inside. But the Bach has a different interpretation. Look at the Bach, source number six. The Bach is assuming that no, b'shas hashmad you should give up your life even for an essay, even an essay medibur sofer, like Hanukkah. But in this case, you're not giving up the mitzvah. You're doing the mitzvah. You don't light it outside, light it inside. What's the Bach assuming? The key of mitzvah, b'shas sakana, is what? It's a different track or it's the same mitzvah? Or is assuming that it's the same mitzvah? It's the same mitzvah. What's the lashon? The ein ha-mitzvah ne'keres b'zeh. You're doing the same mitzvah. You're just doing it inside. So therefore, it's not a violation. You have no chiyuv to give up your life. You know, v'shas hashmad. Even though v'shas hashmad would include esed, according to the Bach. I think there's this open question. I think you could say both ways. I think the Bach is clearly saying that it's the same mitzvah. The Ritva might say it's the same mitzvah, but afal pichein, you're allowed to give it up. But he might say, no, it's not the same mitzvah. I'm talking about it. Meaning,
but I mean, Bach will have the hard to understand because isn't the feeling of hinder going to be more significant than the way we tie our shoelaces?
The way you tie your shoelaces might be connected to the law of Chukas Akum. I don't know what that is. It's quite the color of the shoelaces, the way you tie them. But it could be it's a law. So there you're changing it. Here you're not changing it in the Bach. Here you're lighting. You're lighting the Hanukkah. You're just lighting inside. He doesn't think the fact you light inside is so significant in terms of the nature of the mitzvah. It's the same lighting, just inside.
So it's hard to say that it's a new zera. If that's the case, then you can't ask the question. Right?
You're saying the Ritva.
He has to also assume it's the same mitzvah, and then we're downgrading it, and that's why he needs to answer the question. Because otherwise, I'm just saying, Chazal recognized the potential for this situation. So he said, in that situation, you don't have that mitzvah's plan.
Oh, you're saying that Chazal, it's not you're not batal mitzvah. Chazal min chatchila, we're sacking into it. The only thing is, I think the Ritva you could answer is that, no, why would Chazal be misaking a bitul mitzvah if there's a din of shas hashmad? So Chazal should say, if there's shas hashmad, give up your life. So why would Chazal min chatchila misaking it? So he says, well, it's an essay, you never have to give up your life. That's his. I hear what you're saying, but I think you could be. Could turn it, flip it on its head, and say that Chazal would never be misaken not to do a mitzvah if there was a chiyuv to give up your life, for any mitzvah. They would never be misaken a different route. But I'm not sure that it's okay. Now, the Rishonim debate what the story is with sakana. It's not, sakana nefashos. So if you look at the Gemara Shabbos Afim Hey Amar Aleph, the Gemara is discussing the Muksa. Vavai Mei Rav, Ma'ol Tatule Shraga the Chanukah Ata, Mikami Chavri B'Shabta. Can you move the Chanukah candles from the Chavri? You have the Chavri or these Goyim, and the consumers are going to beat us up, or they're going to, steal the Chanukia, something like that, and you want to move the Chanukah candles. Amazu Shavir Dami's Mutter, Shasa Tzchak Shaini. So the Tosfos there wonders, well, why are you lighting outside if they're going to beat you up? So light inside. So Tosfos says, really, you're not light inside, but you didn't. You lit outside, and now the question is, Can you move the Chanukia back inside? You're afraid of the goyim going to hurt you. Inami ori, the shas sakana del air lav sakana schaverim kamar, el sakana schzera shagazer shalom hadlik ner Chanukah. So it's a little bit cryptic what the Ri is saying. The Ri is saying there's two types of sakana. There's shas sakana daf chaf aleph, and there's chavraya on daf mem hey. It's a different type of sakana. So the way Pri Chodesh understands it, look at verse number 10, on Hosif Ri, the hahid is sakana minichal shulchan daf kam sakana shmar. Gemara and daf chaf aleph is talking about shmar. Pirish mechaber, so sakana sefashas. V'chein pirish etur varan. אבל בישום סכנת חברים לא היה סכנה בה. היו מניחים פסח בית הבריחות. וזה שלא כדברי בך, תסביר לו בישום סכנת חברים לא היו מניחו אפילו על שולחנם ולא נהיר. So there's a shayla. Some understand that the Ri is saying that for a sakana of, you know, some physical sakana, not sakana safashos, or nezek, they're going to steal it, they're going to ruin it, it's still to light outside. And others say, no, apitom, any sakana, the Bach, if you look at the Ritva, station of the Ritva I quoted before, Vashas is source number 11, Perish lo softa vare sakana safashos, afilo sakana tsara eva, kamo betzorfat. So apparently in France, you know, there were pogroms, so they would light inside. They would light inside. It's not a chash sakana safashos. They're just going to, you know, beat you up. They're going to, you know, be mazik it. The chen perish read, the kan hainu pnei parsir shlo yu nikin ladli kinev mishum bayis, Yom Yadua Shal Edom. So he's saying that if it's just a, if it's a, even a sakana tsar or eva, or as opposed to talk about nezek or gneva, it's motor to light inside. And others say no, mapitom, that you're not allowed to light inside if it's just a sakana, you know, gneva or nezek and the like. So the question is, basically, can we expand the din of shas sakana to nezek? So if you assume that Shas Sakana is essentially the same mitzvah, if you said don't light outside, light inside, the same mitzvah. So then you might say, well, it's the same mitzvah, so we can maybe expand it even to other types of low-level sakanas, or nezek and the like. Whereas if you say it's a different track, Shas Sakana, you can't do the mitzvah. Never, you can't do the mitzvah. Chazal said, you're honest, you can't do the mitzvah. We'll give a special takana for Shas Sakana. Maybe they made that special takana only in a case of Sakana Shmar. Only in a case of sakana safashos, or suffix sakana safashos, but not for any you know, other tzorach, even if it's a legitimate tzorach, you don't want to get beaten up, you don't want the menorah to be stolen, and the like. And here, they're showing the debate, a parallel issue. Let's say it's very windy outside. So today it's very windy, you get a box. But once upon a time, it wasn't so easy to get a hold of a box. So can you light inside because it's windy outside? Is that a legitimate reason? So that same ritzman, the continuation says, Lafika chay omer mori arab, Shenoshev ruach, she'i efshar lahadlik b'chutz, madlika b'fnei b'veisa. So just like sakana, so too if it's windy. And this is brought down by Rabbeinu Prachya. Rabbeinu Prachya is the brother-in-law of Rav Avram ben Arama, who lived in Egypt, one of the Rishonim, the brother-in-law of Rav Avram ben Arama.
So,
yeah. So he quotes Rabbeinu Hai Gaon, the last of the Gaonim. Rabbeinu Hai says, "Af al gav de amri rabbanon im hayadar baliyah minichal chanukah bechalun shekineged v'shirabim v'chutz." Da, the ika zikaf, there's wind, or mitra, there's rain. V'yodeya hu shi minichal shi mischav v'la'alter. You know, you're going to light outside, it's not going to work. V'nichal v'kavsa, lo yasi dechavasa. So you shouldn't light if it's raining because it's going to go out. What should you do? Rather, so Rav Haigon writes that lighting inside on your table is legitimate when it's rainy or windy. He's willing to expand Shas Sakana. So again, here too, I think if you assume Shas Sakana is the same mitzvah, so you think it's the same mitzvah, and you can expand it even for the weather conditions. Whereas if you say it's a different track, the regular mitzvah of Chanukah you're not going to fulfill. But there's a special takana, Shas Takana. You know, Chazal didn't want you to miss this mitzvah. It's a mitzvah chaviva ma'od, like the Rambam writes. So they wanted you to fulfill the mitzvah. So they said, okay, Shas Takana, do a different mitzvah. Light on your table. They might have limited that to Shas Takana mamish. They're not going to expand it to bad weather conditions, your potential. So these two nakaminas are parallel, the question of, you know, nezek and gneva, or the questions of bad weather, can you expand it from Shas Sakana or not? I'm arguing, it's not Mukhar, but I'm arguing that if Shas Sakana is the same takana, it's just inside, maybe you can expand it also. Not maybe. Whereas if it's a different takana, then I think it's partial. The different takana was said only because takana. You can't expand it to bad weather. Okay. The last nafkamina, it's a huge discussion in the Achronim, although it's already discussed in the Rishonim. What about Mizanazen? Mizanazen would be light inside. So this is a minhag that developed time of the Rishonim. It was dangerous light outside. Then the question became, now, Mizanazen Mamish, where we're able to light outside. You live in Israel, or you even live in America, you're not worried in most places. You know, I don't know what it's like in Europe, but in most places, you light outside, you're not really concerned that there's going to be hezek or even safek, sakana, safashas. Question is, should we go back to the original takana, Dina de Gemara? Or should we say, no, minhag v'aseinu b'adeinu, you know, our Alta Zaidi who lived in Europe lit inside, so we should light inside as well. And there's, of course, a pshara. You can always light by the window, and that's, you know, kind of have it both. But some argue, no, go back to Dina de Gemara, Medlikol, Pesach, Pesach, Mechutz. So this is already discussed in the Rishonim. If you look at the Rashba, Source number 14, here's like this. Or nearly the Alkarchan Rava Osir Lishamish Ora Islay Damin and Lakaman Pshitali Ner Beso Nerchanaka Ner Beso Adif Mishum Shlom Beso. So the question is like this: you're not supposed to be Nene from a Nerchanaka. So if you only have one Ner, you're supposed to light it for your home, not for Hanukkah. Because you need to have light. You know, it's known in Erev Shabbos. You know, you need the Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah. Ner Shabbos is Kodin. Or Ner Beso. It could be it's not just on Shabbos. They didn't have candles. They didn't have electricity. So you needed a candle. So if I have only one candle, light it. Eat dinner. Don't light it for Ner Chanukah. So says the Rashba the following. If we would hold that's mutter to be Nene from the Ner, also Ner Echad for Ola L'Kanukah. If you hold it, you're allowed to be Nene for Ner Chanukah. So then you should be able to light the candle, L'Shem Chanukah, on your table, and eat dinner. V'nichol Shulchano v'dayo. Havalei l'neimar k'derek sh'omro b'shas takana v'nichol Shulchano v'dayo. So the Rashi was arguing that if you light inside b'shas sakana, you're yotzei. So too, even shlo b'shas sakana, let's say it's a different shas tchak, you only have one candle. So light inside, and be nana. If you hold, you're not to be nana. This, that's what we should do. Must be, you're not allowed to be nana. That's what he wants to say. So the point is, he's willing to accept the reality of a different type of shas tzachak. It's not tzakana. Just the shas tzachak, you only have one candle. So he says, if it be mutter, then nana's be nana, me ora, light it, l'shem chanukah, and be nana, me ora. So how are you going to say inside? You're not lighting outside. Oh, because b'shas tzachak, you can light inside, so too now you can light shas inside. My kesher. It sounds like he's assuming that even Shalom Shas has sakana, you're not light inside. No, there's no sakana at all, not geneva, not wind, not rain. Just stam. You're poor, light inside. That's what he's assuming. And likewise, the Ritva speaks about lighting la'achar zman. Let's say you came home late, it's already 9 o'clock at night, so can you light inside? So the Ritva writes, look at source number 15. Dila adlik madlik perish ad how shura de lechud lekan ve'elach avrizman. Okasav rav al trumos hani miladi too. That was true when they light outside. Shadliki machutz lepesach ain hacker levinim shesarim. If nobody's in the streets, it's ready late at night. There's no point in lighting. Well, another malakino mefinim. We light inside. Ain hacker elevinim abayis. The ikar persuminis is for the people at home. Yochal ali kol alai. You can light at 12 o'clock at night. The fee. So we should light outside till half an hour, till tichel regel, then light inside. He's proving for the fact that you can light inside that if you come home late, you can also light inside. He's assuming that hadlaka, b'shas sakana, is the same din hadlaka. The same din. So just like you can light inside b'shas sakana, so too you can light inside very late at night. So the Rashi and the Ritva are both assuming that if you light inside, even when there's no sakana, no reason, compelling reason, again, it's a technical reality, only one nair, or it's late at night, it's also okay. It sounds like lighting inside b'shas sakana is the same mitzvah, according to the Rashi and the Ritva. If you look at the Sfas Emes, so number 16, He brings a very, very clear proof that's not the case. The Gemara says that hidlika bifnim v'otziah l'chutz lo asav klo. There's a din of hadlaka as an mitzvah. So if you light inside and you bring it outside, you're not yotze. So says the Sfasem, the second line, v'lo mandamar hadlaka as a mitzvah hatam yishum d'hadlaka b'mkom v'ina and d'afkam b'chutz, you have to light outside. U'mvur d'afid y'evet ena yotze m'hidlik bifnim. It's before, says Sfasem from the Gemara, that if you light inside, when there's no sakana, you're not yotze. Afakad b'shas sakana ma'adli bifnim. Ay, b'shas sakana, you can light inside. B'kom kom t'leka sakana ena yotze afdi evet. Says Vasemis, it's a very clear raya, that lighting inside, when there's no sakana, is meaningless. V'haraya, hidliko bifnim, v'otzio, you're not yotze because of lako ozu mitzvah. What do you mean lako ozu mitzvah? You lit inside, you're also yotze inside. No, you see from here, you're not yotze inside. That's what the Vasemis said.
See,
in these cases, it's very late. You can't do it outside. It's too late. Or you don't have another nair, so you can't do it outside. So it's, they wouldn't say, if I have a nair and it's early, then I'm yotze. You could, if you want to limit the machlokas, you'd be able to say that. I was assuming that they thought that, you know, your taka always yotze inside. But you're saying maybe you can say that maybe they agree, because Hasemis is a very strong raya. So if you don't want to, you know, have to handle with that, you can say they only said it. It's in those extreme cases. Lamaisa, this is a machlokas and furish in the Rishonim. The Ozarua writes, source number 17, by idna deleka sakana, lo yadana maitaima ein medlikin v'chatzeros. Says our Ozarua, he doesn't understand why are people not following the Iker Din. They should go and lay it outside. There's no sakana anymore. And there's a Bala Iter that's quoted to justify the practice of lighting inside. V'shatz sakana, source number 18, v'nicho al shulchana v'daya, so the way the Pesach Tvir, the Achron who wrote the Perush on the bottom of the standard Bal Iter, he says, you see from this Bal Iter that once we know it's light inside, we continue to light inside. Now, there is a scholar, Dr. Mordechai Geltzer, Zichron Lebracha, he taught Talmud in Bar Ilan or in Hebrew. So he wrote an article in the Ma'ayan Journal. He's an expert in Bal Iter. He wrote his PhD in Bal Iter. And he argues, he thinks it's not a correct read. If you have to put the comma differently, he says like this, V'shas sakana v'nichal shulchan v'dayo, acha shenagu comma sakana nagu. Meaning, you're knowing that way in a time of sakana, or basakana, whatever. Here's the issue. He thinks that the Bal Iter is not a source to justify the minhag of lighting inside. He thinks that even though some achronim quote it, what's the pshat? Why do people light inside?
I'm just not sure I understand the pshat in the Bala
Iter. The Bala Iter is basically saying that in a time of sakana, you're allowed to light inside, which is essentially rehashing the Gemara. They were knowing that in times of sakana. I think he changes, I don't remember exactly. I think he changes the gears, yeah. Anyway, so, but he does point out in that article that were other Rishonim who do say it. If you look at the Ohel Moed, it was Shmuel Yarduni, who was a 14th century Sephardi Rishon. He wrote a parish called Ohel Moed, which is a very, very extensive parish, almost like the Tur in Or HaChaim. The reason it wasn't so studied is because the Tur was so popular that people didn't really learn Ohel Moed. It's only quoted a few times in the early and late Rishonim, and then it was reprinted. So now they found the manuscript and they printed it up. Not reprinted, but they printed it for the first time for manuscript. So anyway, in Ohel Moed, they have it in Bar Ilan, he actually, it's cute. It's called Moed Katan. That's the section of, like, you know, Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah, Moed Katan. And anyway, so in the section of Moed Katan, he has a section on Hanukkah, and he writes, V'achshav nagu l'anicho al Pesach u'mivnim, so he writes that the minhag was, since b'shas sakana they lit inside, they continued it. So again, it's usually called b'shem iter, it could be it's not iter, but there are, you know, Rishonim who write that against the Ozura. The Ozura doesn't understand. It doesn't look about light outside. So if you can't, you can't. But now we can. So let's return to the minhag. And in fact, in Yerushalayim, most people do light outside. But there are many, many Jews, also in Eretz Yisrael, but certainly Chutz La'aretz, who light inside, even though they're able to light outside. Now, nobody's going to give you trouble if you light outside in Borough Park. But, you know, Lamaisa or in Monroe, you know, or Kiryas Yoel. I don't know Borough Park. Maybe I heard that there's lots of, it's not so good. But let's say Kiryas Yoel, nobody's going to give you trouble if you light outside. But they don't light outside. Why not? So I'm going to go say to Daniel to light inside. So there's a very interesting tshuva in Rav Yashiv's Kovas Tshuvas, Chelek Aleph Siman Samach Zayin. He was sent a copy of the Dvar Yeshua, Rav Yeshua Ehrenberg, who was a Rav in Tel Aviv. And he had a siman in that sefer that he tries to not only justify the practice of lighting inside, but argue that you have to light inside, that you're not yotze if you light outside. So Rav Yashiv saw this. I'll read you the lashon here. Hofia b'fanei sifra d'veirav tvar yeshua, etc. P'pischi sifra easy b'simin mem shekasov ha'ilishna. We can't any tome al masher easy b'alosi Yerushalayim sheish nohagim adlikim b'chutz. It is a tema. How can people light outside? When he any odem yimi yotza hora zu, etc. Lozu b'vetcher reshayim l'hadri v'nim only allowed to light inside. El shemichuyavim mechach, you have to light inside. Shem hivrik b'chutz la'osa ketachanas hachamim v'la'osa v'la'klum. So Rav Ehrenberg argues if you light outside, you're not yotze. So for the Yashiv, you know, it's Yerushalmi. So he couldn't deal with this. He's Kreisi Hakaseres. He saw the title Shalachuva Ksiv. But you've heard Tzidkas Min Hagenu She'en Madlikin Erchanuka V'Rishsaravim Afal Bi She'en Sakanim Zonezeh. So it sounds like a power of state. You know, Tzidkas Min Hagenu. He wants to be Matzik the Minah. Says of the Yashiv, Chashavti Mikivan Dahani Achana Beni Galvasa Asher Nagu B'Chalashani Miyosa Megalus Chayu Be'Imas V'Yira Mechamas Amatzik. Nelsu Alik Nechanuka B'Soch Abayis. He thought that since the minhag was in Chutz La'aretz to light inside, Af Kam K'Shalu La'aretz Mashichim B'Noag Zeh. He calls it Noag. It's not even minhag. It's like a Noag. He wants to justify. He Kasha Lahem Li Gomeli Me Mashahurkalu. It's hard for people to change their practice. Ad Kov Lachain Chater Limsa Eze Chiza Lam Mekayim Is Amin. He thought that this episode of Limud Zchus. Ach mikan ve'ad hamaskana she'ela she'osim ketorah k'suvah v'shalchan aruch enem yotzim nichova. But from the idea of imatzik the minhag to say that anybody who lights outside is not yotzei, lo asuv lo klum, le'cholsi l'holmam, I couldn't handle this. V'marti asur na ve'ereh ma'ikam. So Rav Yashiv then goes on, it's very long tshuva, he quotes Rav Ehrenberg's rayas, and he negates them. Rav Ehrenberg basically argues that based on the Gemara being Subis, there was a Takana B'Tzula Nises B'Yom Revi, and because the Sakana, they got rid of the Takana, so they uprooted the Takana. So he argues that when the time of Sakana came in Ashkenaz, they uprooted the Din of the Gemara of, you know, again, I'm not sure what's happened in Ashkenaz, even in time of Chazal, the Sashas Sakana came, they uprooted the original Takana, and the mitzvah was only to light inside. Okay, so that's the relationship. The Gemara says various, there are three levels right there. It wasn't like a historical, you know, initially Pesach Be'ezo, and then later a new Takana, which, you know, overrode the first Takana. It's very hard to read. So he asks lots of questions like you're asking, and then he says, Lefi zeh, halacha ksuv shulchan aruch, simen tafresh sadi aleph, sif hei, nerechana ka minichol Pesach v'samach l'shtarabi b'chutz, l'min emra, v'atu hechas l'mashichahu. Why did the shulchan aruch quote this din if it was, you know, overridden by the second Takana, the later Takana of Shas Takana? Etc. So it's very nice the way he ends it. So he says, I don't want to argue with you. The question is, are you going to listen to me? It's a dvarim hamurim le'el. Shem avoyim erzishem l'chaim mitzvah adlakas neres v'chanukah ba'alayim tova. Yihara od pam v'zeh im lo arich l'me'evad k'alacha p'sukum shalcharach. Maybe you'll change your mind. V'menu yiru v'chen yasu v'chus haravim yiyah toli bo. So you can change your practice and you'll fix this mistake. So he really knocks him out of the water. You know, he really argues very, very, you know, respectfully but harshly. So this is a machlokas ara yom hazeh. There are people who say that, you know, now we have the ability, we have an obligation to light outside, and people say ma pitom, this is menag v'asenu v'yadenu, and we should justify the practice. Again, what Rav Ehrenberg tried to do is to justify it ad kdei kach, that you're not yotzi light outside. That's already, you know, more extreme. But there are people who say, listen, of course you're yotzi light outside, but it's also legitimate to light inside. So again, this whole discussion, I think it's falling on the chakira. Namely, if I assume the Shas Takana was like a special Takana, it's a different Takana. Then I might say, listen, it's a different takana. You can't rely on that anymore. You know, if it's not takana, so mehekin tesi. Maybe you say, no. Shas takana expanded the original mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. And they said, you know, shas takana, you can do the same mitzvah inside. So now you can say, well, it's the same mitzvah. It's not a different track. It's the same mitzvah. So once came into Nago. Again, you still have to discuss whether or not you should change or not. And like I said, they're very lively discussions. There are people who have very strong opinions about this. But in the end of the day, this jury is still out. They're really different mahalchim. There's no clear consensus in the poskim.
Where is the window?
The window is, you know, is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Yimayadar ba'aliyah minicha b'chala nesmucha l'rishus rabim." So many people do live in a second floor. The problem is that the way the Rishonim understand that case is that you don't have a Pesach Habayis. Like the Aliyah, like you've got to go through your neighbor's house to get to your house. Most of us, you have a stairwell. So the Chori can light at the bottom of the stairwell. So that's the big question. How do you look at the stairwell? I'm trying to say, is it a Chatzir? Because Nish, because Erevin argues that that's not really a Chatzir. There's no Tashmishin. Rav Shechter is Choshish for this. So he thinks that you shouldn't light at the entrance to the building because it's nowhere. It's not your chatzer. Here in the yeshiva, people do their laundry. Then they hang their laundry in the chatzer. I don't know. Meaning, again, the question is, when you go down in your pajamas, how much tashmishim do you do? What tashmishim do you need? You know, you. Yeah, so Shechter doesn't like that. Shechter thinks that that's problematic because he thinks that, you know, our chatzer is not a chatzer. The poskim who you know, the yeshiva rely on are not Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter tells guys to leave the dorm. It's pretty wild. Right. He tells the... I always thought it was a chiddush because when I was in YU, guys would mamish come down in their pajamas. Yeah, you know? So, like, that part, they really treat it like an extension of their house. So, to me, it's like it's not such a chiddush. I don't know, maybe the CS changed. Maybe in Rav Shechter's times, you know, people were more proper, you know, in terms of treating the lounge. I don't know. Anyway, Levitza, I think this might be Talia and this Chakira, it's not Mukhrak. So just to summarize, basic question is, the Hadlaka which has Sakana, the same mitzvah just inside, or is it a different mitzvah? And I explored some nafkaminas. I just want to conclude with a very nice idea in the base of Saskar. It says, Yadua inyan lahalacha v'doras hakadmonim nirchanuka madliko mibachutz pesach asamuch l'rishus haravim. So the halakha changed. It used to be lit outside, now it's light inside. Ayin b'sefer olos Ephraim. Kasav gamkin sham ribas nechanuka l'or haTorah. Nechanuka is remes to haTorah. Kasav dehin amur chazal brachos im ra'isa dor shaTorah chaviva alea pazer. If people like learning, so give people Torah. Shnevar yesh mifazer. Im ra'isa dor v'chulei. If people aren't interested, so keep the Torah inside. You don't want to spread the Torah if it's going to be trampled upon. So once upon a time, you want to influence others. Today, it's so hard to influence. At least we should try to, you know, instead of outreach, do what they call inreach, you know, in terms of your own home. Had kan lashon Rav. Lefi divrei Rav, muvan hadamin megemara v'shas sakana v'nichal shulchan v'dayo tevas v'dayo miyuter lefi anal muvan. So this Bnei Saskar, you know, is a very, conservative type of, approach. Listen, we can't live in a time that's very challenging, so we have to, you know, come inwards and not be try to influence. I'm not so sure if that's necessarily true. You know, some people say the best defense is offense. You know, Chabad, you're on the defense, so the best defense is offense. But even if you don't, have that philosophy, and you say, listen, I'm not going to be able to change the world. You know, first I want to change myself, which is, there's Yeshua Mashu. Still, I think it's important to recognize that that's not ideal. The ideal is to eventually move outwards. You might say, okay, at this point, we have to first work on ourselves. But I think it's always important, the idea of Menicha al Pesach HaBeis, so the Torah has to be there not only for us, but also to be Meir HaCherim. That's ideal. If at a certain point in history we feel that we're unable to do that, so we conserve our energies inwards, but we always have, it's always on the flame. We always have the awareness that the ultimate goal is the Yafutsu. And the second chutzah, we should have a zokah for that.